So far, so good. They now went on an extensive tour of storerooms, telling Lars, who showed up, that they were looking for spindle buffers, and located not only every other bug probe in the compound, but also every other key component it took to make a bug probe. They put these in a box and put the box in their car to be transported out of the country. They now had a probe that wouldn't probe while obviously working, and 15 irises they could put in front of bug devices. Lars popped up again, saying they sure were quiet, and they told him to get lost. But presently Kerr took a disc recording of hammering and pounding and drilling and let it play. They cleaned up traces of their work so far and hid their products. Suddenly, they realized it had been a long day. They hadn't eaten. They had a long way to go, but that, they agreed, was enough for now. Johnny and Angus, not wanting to tempt the fates by running into too many cadets at the academy, elected to bed down in Char's old quarters. Kerr was going to drive back to the academy and get them something to eat and bring them some work clothes. Dunaldine should be there now, and Johnny had a message for him about the cyclos. Johnny typed it out on Chirk's writing machine.
All's well. In 3 days, engineer the transportation of the 33 P's now in compound jailhouse to stated destination Cornwall. Report them crashed at sea. Deliver to the doctor. Not before 3 days. You will have no trouble with them. They'll be screaming to leave. Eat this note.
Kerr said he'd deliver it and rushed away. Johnny and Angus stretched out to unwind. So far, it was okay. They had a ways to go.